The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. I'm a pro. All right, what do we got?
Today, a new segment.
New? Again? Everything's new with you.
Well, it's TV Cynics, where we will talk about some of the holes in your favorite TV shows.
Oh, instead of a TV critic, we're a TV cynic.
Yeah. Okay. Today, we're going to do the ever-popular Breaking Bad, which had its premiere of its final 8 episodes on Sunday, which
I do love that show.
We won't talk about what happened Sunday because
I haven't seen it yet. That's why I won't talk
about it. A lot
of
people haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I'll get around to it.
But let's talk about the show and
how I got that kind of spare time.
I will admit that this is one of the better shows on TV.
It is.
But at the same time, there's a lot of shit in there that's like, eh, how the hell is he getting out of that?
Yeah. I mean, one, dealing with the criminal element. They are criminals. They do not have scruples. They will just murder your ass on sight. They're not waiting to hear your business pitch. They're not waiting for an explanation. You know, like, he would have been dead 20 times over.
Or even, like, in the last season, the first half of the fifth season, where he's like, you know, say my name and all that.
They would have shot his ass.
Yeah, the only reason that, like, mob bosses have power is because they have, like, a lot of guys who will come after you if you kill them. But they know that guy's on his own. He's a, you know.
Yeah, it's like they didn't think there was like a sniper out there waiting. If you kill me, you're next.
No. It's not going to be a war. He doesn't have a crew. It's just
him. Do they really care that much that some dude is really good at cooking meth? Like, well, I got my own guy. We cook our meth. It might not be as good, but it's still meth. And we still have junkies.
Even like in the heyday of the mob, you'd still kill other families' guys, and then there'd be a war. They still did it, and that was like a whole... But you knew there was going to be consequences.
It's killing one guy? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, one former teacher? Eh, big deal.
And, okay, the whole premise is he was a normal guy. Would a normal guy turn into such a fucking megalomaniac?
Well, I think the thing about the show is they're saying that he was already kind of... He was a broken man. He was beaten down by life.
Yeah, well, we all are.
He mentioned in the one season how, you know, I'd be a billionaire right now if I would have stuck with that company and all that stuff. So I think that...
I mean, I understand that.
He had a lot of regrets in life and, you know...
That yeah, was it. But how is that any different than anyone else on the fucking planet?
True.
We're all broken. Life beats all of us
Say
down.
Tomorrow we want to go start selling meth. Is the person who does nothing about it, we just go to some pothead, and you think we could figure it out? I don't know.
No.
And I'm not talking about making the actual meth. I mean...
Yeah, that... I mean, I can look online, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure there's something. Something like a how-to.
But I don't even know if I can figure... Like, if we had a contest and I said, all right, first guy to bring back, a thing of meth, like a little bag of meth, wins. What? I wouldn't even know where to start.
To find meth?
Yeah.
I guess I'd make some phone calls. I mean...
To who?
I know some people who know... Who can... If you can get weed... Odds are a weed dealer probably knows other dealers. And so working along the food chain, I bet you can find someone who's selling meth.
I wouldn't want to get involved with anybody that sells
drugs. Well, obviously, me either. I don't want to hang around with criminals.
Although, that money...
Unless it's a cool criminal.
That big sack of money, $90 million they estimated at. And that, in the storage locker, ugh.
I like how,
Imagine you have so much money in your storage locker that it's like getting eaten by moths and stuff.
Yeah. Sorry for anyone who doesn't watch Breaking Bad because you don't know what we're talking about.
Well, you wouldn't listen to this episode.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening anyway and you don't know the show, watch it. It's a good show. It's a good show. Watch it.
Oh, yeah, watch it. But the show's going to be called... The title is TV Cynics Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Let's see what this has to be.
I mean, it's good shit. I mean... Just any kind of crime show, them just never being caught by the police, no one ever slipping up.
Here's a part, I don't know if
you... But that's television in general. That's a movie, that's television, that's storytelling. You have the main character, you get them in pickles, you get them in jams.
Pickle and jams together,
exactly.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, not tasty, But it's for good viewing.
What are you eating? Peanut butter jelly and pickle sandwich?
Exactly. Well, Elvis ate that.
That was banana.
Yeah, still.
Fried.
But you get the man situations where they can't possibly get out of this one. How is he going to do this?
I don't know.
And then he gets out of it.
Do you remember the
one? I mean, that's the way of television.
How about this moment? Remember when they were, they got that guy from prison to take the heat for him? Like, get arrested because he loved being in jail for whatever
reason?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was messed up because the Badger was sitting next to the wrong guy.
Uh-huh.
And he drove around and goes, oh, hey, Hank. I think that was ridiculous because I guess, would there be a place he'd be normally driving? I mean...
Well, you don't know what location they were in. Maybe that's like on the main road. Like, why wouldn't I be driving there? Hey, I'm driving around. I'm going to the bank.
But most people are in the same areas all the time. So if that was a place where you know, like... Not in the path of his school. Like, you'd want to know, like, where were you coming from?
I mean, all television shows have huge holes.
I think that's part of the point of this last season is, like, Hank was so stupid for the last, you know, year. I guess in the show it's actually just a year. It's like, there's so many obvious things that he could have figured out. But just like, hmm?
I suppose.
And wouldn't he think, like, why did he crash the car on purpose? And that one's like, oh, I'm just going to crash the car.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Remember he was taking him to spy on Freen at the laundromat?
Oh, yeah. No, he was pretending like he got freaked out and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
Couldn't take the pressure.
My red flags went up. Like,
yeah, I know. The whole thing got a little questionable. You know, I think it's hard for the writers because... All right, we got to keep the story moving along. All right, what's he going to do? All right, what's going to happen? How is he going to get out of this? We have to have these impossible things happening.
If
but
Hank
then
was
he
smart,
still has to get out of it.
Look at all the things he could have added up. Because, like, if Hank, the character is going to be thinking, like, shit, remember if last year when there was some missing chemistry equipment from his place? And then after that, all of a sudden this new meth started showing up.
Well,
and then he disappeared, and for some reason they gained millions of dollars supposedly from gambling. I mean, he's gonna be like such. He's gonna feel so shitty about himself.
I'm pretty sure, even though I haven't caught the new season yet that just began, I'm pretty sure that's what's gonna be happening. Like, he's finally gonna start putting two and two together.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing about the show is it's really good. It has a one single story arc, which. A lot of shows, even the best of the best shows,
yeah, I mean,
they meander around for a couple of years. It's like, all right, where's this going?
You have like a premise of a show, and okay, it kind of starts off, and then it kind of loses
focus. Yeah,
like
Sopranos. It's like, mob boss goes to psychiatrist. Okay, there's your premise. But then you have seven seasons of tons of shit going on that really had nothing to do with him
and
going to psychiatrist.
And most of the episodes kind of stand alone and have nothing to do with anything else.
It was serialized. I mean, but it was mostly like...
A lot of episodes were like that, though. Like, they didn't need to be there. Had really no bearing on the series as a whole.
Yeah, they're all... The Sopranos had a few episodes. The one dream episode was like, eh. What is this? Get back to, you know, the killing and stuff. For me...
Killing and banging.
Breaking Bad had one episode that I didn't really like, and that was the Fly episode. Which I've heard from the creators that it's pretty much like a... you know, some people love it, some people hate it.
Yeah, I think that was just trying to symbolize his starting to lose his grip on.
But
things.
it didn't move the story forward or back. You know, just
I mean, if you look at it in that way, you know, that's him kind of making that turn to the kind of ruthless person he's become. You know, you're starting to lose your grip with reality, and you're starting to get a little wacky.
Yeah, and you know what? I also want to know is. If that acid actually would make people melt like that quickly. Because they were putting them in the barrels, and the next thing you know, they're loading it up on a truck, and it's all goo.
Well, you don't. It's TV. You don't know how much time has passed in between.
Minutes. That's all the guys watch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but you know what? Acid does exist. Some of it's pretty powerful.
I guess. Well, we'll have to test it out.
Hey, the acid that's the blood from Aliens and the Aliens movies, that eats through metal. So, come on.
And Sigourney Weaver's hot.
Yeah, in those movies, she's all right. I don't think she was ever hot.
You know what? I liked her.
I mean, she's okay.
I liked her as Dana. I was going to say Dana Gould, but this comedian. Dana Barrett.
Ghostbusters, yes.
Dana Barrett in Ghostbusters.
Even then, she's not hot. It's not a hot. Like, holy shit, that chick's hot.
She's my type, all right?
I seen the chicks at the mall today. I was like, holy shit, looking good.
Yeah, if Sigourney Weaver's there, I'd be over talking to Sigourney Weaver.
See, Sigourney Weaver, I'd be like, yeah, she's right,
I guess. That's why I ignored those girls, Mark, because I was like, I'm holding up for Sigourney Weaver, even though she's 58 years old now.
Man, old. Shit.
Now, in Breaking Bad...
Sigourney Weaver's in that, right?
Who's your favorite character in Breaking Bad? I know you don't have favorites, but if you had to choose.
Are we excluding Walter White? Because that's the obvious thing.
Well, right? No, because a lot of people aren't cheering for him anymore.
Really?
I am, but...
He's my man.
But, excluding Walter White.
Okay. Because that, as I said, I mean, come on. Jesse, I suppose.
You like Jesse?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my god, I fucking hate him. My favorite characters are,
Oh, wait. Don't say characters, you're picking one. Wait, are you going to say the dude from Mr. Show?
Saul Goodman, yeah. Mr. Show, and Mike. Because Mike is badass. You know, what about Anna Gunn? You like Skyler?
She got kind of fat.
That's neither here nor there.
No, for me, it has a lot of bearing.
What about Marie?
Annoying. You know, she didn't get fat, I'll give her that.
You know what's funny? My girlfriend's aunt looks just like Marie, but older. Huh. I'm like, look at that. I'm like, I got the Google out. I'm like, look. Look, she looks just like it. She's like...
Does your girlfriend not see it?
Yeah, she just looks like my aunt to me. Huh. I guess I can understand.
All right. Well, HotShotWizKids.com. I don't know. Let us know what you think of our new segment. If you don't like it, if you do like it, if you want us to review a particular television program, let us know.
Hardly a review. We're just looking for a few plot holes.
Whatever.
I think next week maybe we'll do Dexter or True Blood, something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
MacGyver. We can do old shows, too.
We will.
Yeah.
Plenty of time for that.
HotShotWizKids.com.